joining us on the line now is Marta Idla Guerra. She's a Spanish student at Canterbury University in the UK. We're going to be chatting to her about what it's like being a student in the UK and what job opportunities are available. Good morning, Marta.
Hello, good morning.
Hi, thanks very much for joining us. So whereabouts are you? Are you based? Where are you from in Spain?
So I'm from Torre del Mar. It's a town near Malaga, so around half an hour from Malaga.
Yeah, lovely.
Yeah.
And how long have you been studying in the UK for now then, and what took you there?
So I'm a third year now, and I've been 4 years there because I did foundation year. And yeah, so I visited the city when I was in high school, and I really liked it, so I decided to go there to, you know, improve my English and have like more future opportunities for my job. Yeah.
So what's it like being a student in the UK compared to Spain? Have you noticed any big differences?
Oh, yeah. Like, being in the UK is, like, very rewarding because you get to meet new people, like, from different countries. And even I met people from different parts of Spain, which I'm in contact with now. And yeah, you learn from them, they learn from you, and you get to practice English every day. And yeah, you need to learn how to deal with everything on your own, so you become like more independent, like in a quicker way.
Yeah. So are there people at the university and doing your course from different countries then around the world?
Yes, I have friends from like Poland and like Italy, everywhere, like in Europe.
That's brilliant. So has it made you want to travel more to go and see all these different countries?
Yeah, definitely, yeah. I'm planning to go once all this finishes, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So what about the learning environment? Have you noticed the way that you learn and the way that the teachers teach, is that different in the UK to Spain, do you think?
Yeah, it's very different. Like in a normal day, I would go like to a lecture for 4 hours, and two of them are theory and two of them are practice. You get to put like everything you learn in the theory class, you get to put it in practice, and you get to like get all these technical skills that maybe in Spain you don't, because it's more theory and you have to study a lot instead of like actually using stuff. And for me as a film student, it's very important to have all these technical skills.
Yeah. So you have a lot more support, you say, then?
Yeah, definitely.
And you say you're studying film?
Yeah, I study film, radio and TV. So it's a mix of things.
Oh, brilliant. So what kind of things do you do? What's your typical day like?
Well, so for instance, in a TV class, we have like we can practice a live what a live show would be like. So we all take a role, and maybe one do lighting, one do cameras, one is the director. So it's like all very like a real day in the real industry. So it's very good.
Yeah. Like very. So do you all get to experience the different side, the backstage as well, as you say, the directing, yeah, the lighting, the camera work, you have a go at everything, do you?
Yeah, that's it. It's very fun, like, and real. It feels real, so it's good.
And do you see yourself as being the sort of person who would be operating cameras or being in front of them?
More in behind the cameras, I think.
Well, you're a very good talker, so you could do both.
Oh, thank you.
And what about the radio side of things? What do you learn there?
So in my case, I chose to do film, like to specialize more in film. But I did radio in my first year, and like we get to produce our own ad and also go in the streets and interview people about different topics.
Oh, what was that like?
So it was like exciting because I've never done that before. And yeah, we had to prepare everything, all the questions, and stop people in the street and say, sorry, do you mind? You have a moment. Yeah, it was good. It was cool.
It can be nerve-wracking doing things like that because you never know how people are going to react.
Yeah, exactly.
You can meet lovely people who are only too pleased to talk, and then other people who probably want to swear at you and throw things at you.
Yeah.
Was everybody generally really nice though? You didn't have any bad experiences?
Well, some people were in a hurry, you know, they always say, oh yeah, I'm busy, sorry. Yeah, yeah, but we got the answer, so it was fun.
Oh, well done. So film then, film's your speciality. What do you see yourself doing in the future? What would you like to do in film?
I would love to do editing, like the editing part. I would like to do a master's on editing next year, if possible, because I really like to, I obviously love camera work and like getting the footage, but I prefer to like put it together, making like the magic of the end. So when you see the final production, you see that you have put all that together and make it work. It's really nice. Really enjoy that.
Yeah. And it's quite a skill, I think, being a good film editor. Yeah. I suppose it's one of those things that people might take a bit for granted when they're watching the film and just about the story of the film, think about how great the actors are, maybe the music. But the editing is key, isn't it? It really brings the whole film together.
Yeah, definitely. And it also helps mask like bad performance of the actors, and like it really improves everything. Mm. It's really good.
Yeah. Well, it's been lovely to chat with you. How would you describe Canterbury? I must admit, I don't think I've been to Canterbury. What's it like as a city?
Canterbury it's very nice. Like, it's very touristic. You have like beautiful parks, and there are local festivals, like international food festivals, and all the shops and restaurants are really close. Everything is at a walking distance, and also the nightlife is very good for students. Really like safe, because everything's really close, and everyone's a student there, so it's really cool. Uh-huh. And it's very close to London as well, if you need it.
Yeah. Fantastic. Well, if people want more information about Canterbury University, there is a website, canterbury.ac.uk, so people can find out more about the university and all the different courses that are on offer. So how much longer have you got of your course?
So just a couple of months and I'll be done.
And so you're hoping to go back in September, are you?
I'll get my degree then. I don't have to go back. So, yeah. I don't know if I'm going to do a master's in Spain or in England yet. So,
okay.
Waiting.
Oh, very exciting. Well, good luck with it all. It's been lovely to chat with you, and we wish you luck in the future. And I hope one day to be watching a film and see it come up edited by Marta Isla Guerra.
Oh, that will be very nice.
Fantastic. Well, best of luck, Marta. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.